Hey, 1UP Gamers, it is us, the 1UP Games Podcast, and we're back from hiatus, believe it or not.
Yeah, we had to skip a few weeks because our schedule just wasn't working out, so now we're back.
And yeah, our schedule.
Today, we're talking about Batman Arkham Asylum, part one of our four-part series on Batman Arkham.
Because the games are just totally too big to do in one episode, not anything else.
Okay. So.
Alright. Batman Arkham Asylum. Developed by Rocksteady Studios. And
published by Eidos Interactive.
By Eidos?
Mm-hmm. Eidos.
Oh, okay.
Came out in 2009. It's an action adventure game. I don't want to say this because I feel like the term is overused, but it's kind of it's almost a Souls-like. But like it's more base. It's kind of like you're always advancing your character by picking up new tools in it.
You said it was almost.
It is kind of like a Souls-like.
Yeah. It's a really fun game.
Yep.
I remember being stuck on Bane forever, though. And then another time where I was stuck on the sink. I was really young when I started this game. Like, right when I was able to pick up a controller, I started this game. And only until much later, when I was much more experienced, I decided I'm going to come back to this game and beat it, and I did.
Nice. So,
Except for, like, this one, I'd say, like, 6-month period, where I was stuck on this one room, because in detective mode, they didn't highlight doors. So I was like, wait, where am I supposed to go? Because the game is really dark.
Yeah, this game is way too dark than it needs to be.
Way much darker than it needs to be.
It's very dark. Very dark. Yeah. But it's kind of like Dark Knight, almost.
Style.
Like, except that you get to be the one who beats up people.
Yeah.
Well, you're Batman, but you're controlling Batman. I think I made that sound really confusing. Why are we all just stopped?
Well, I'm currently trying to process what you said. Because I just stopped thinking and started thinking again.
You're Batman, but you beat up people.
You beat people up.
You play as Batman. So technically you're not. I don't know what I'm even saying anymore.
Yeah, my brain also just stopped working.
You know what, viewers?
In Batman Arkham Knight, you play as obviously Catwoman.
Catwoman.
And no, wait, did I say Arkham Knight? Small brain. In Batman Arkham Asylum, you play as Batman, who takes Joker to Arkham Asylum to lock him up for good. However, this goes about as well as everyone thinks it would, considering it's at the beginning of a Batman video game, not the end. Terribly. Joker quickly breaks loose. They can handle a madman by themselves.
Rephrase that. They think they can handle the Joker by themselves.
But yeah, they thought they could handle Joker by themselves. They're like, no, Batman, you're not allowed past here. We've got this. It's all good. And then like 10 to 15 seconds later, he breaks out.
Wow.
I don't know.
Great security.
Yeah. And after Batman spends like a minute trying to break a single reinforced window, the first fight in the game begins, where you basically just fight a bunch of thugs, basically an arena fight, except nothing really to write home about, just them trying to punch you and you not getting punched, unless you're terrible at the game, in which you would be getting punched. So after defeating the Joker's thugs, you go down this hallway, and I don't know why I'm giving a really detailed rundown, so I'm just gonna skip ahead to the first Titan fight, because that's what I remember.
Well, yeah, well, I also, well, before we do that, the fighting in this game is actually pretty good, I think, I'd say.
Oh yeah, another thing, there's this room that's filled with gas, and I, as a five-year-old, when I was really young, that's what I called it.
How old were you?
I don't know, but I was super young.
You played this game when you were five?
Probably not. Probably, honestly.
I remember Ben talking about this game when he was, like, really, really young.
Yeah.
Well, it's a fun game.
It is.
The fighting is really good, I think. But the
fact that they didn't highlight doors really set me back.
Yeah, true. Also, I know this may be a little bit off topic, but they're also added the DLC, remember?
What DLC?
Oh yeah.
Where you could be the Joker. Well, like, you could do those things as the Joker.
Wait, what?
I don't know what you're talking about, Caden.
Actually, no, I think this is in Arkham Asylum. Yeah, no, there was a thing you could do. Where you become, like, the Joker and stuff. I think it was in the remake.
Yeah, there is. There's a bunch of maps, of map DLC.
Yeah. Hunter knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, there's a couple of DLC.
Yeah, this game really? Got, but it wasn't, like, huge.
Hold on, I'm actually gonna look this up, because I did not know there's DLC to this game.
Ben, would you do a summary of the video, of the thing?
Of the game?
Yeah.
Okay, Batman Arkham Knight. Well, Asylum. After the Joker escapes, your first arena fight, and clearing a room of Joker toxin, you get to do your first detective. No. You get to do detective. Your first. No. I'll get back to that in a minute, but you get to do your first Titan fight, which is basically on a timer because it's a test Joker's running, and the Titan basically dies of a heart attack. So after this, and Joker gets away, you have to track Commissioner Gordon's tobacco trail back to his office, where it reveals that a guard was an inside man for the Joker that betrayed him. And
this is the one time smoking came in handy.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. And then one thing leads to another. And then one thing leads to another, and then somehow Zaz gets involved.
Yeah.
I like how Hunter's just saying, yeah.
So after defeating Zaz, you get this one encounter with Harley Quinn. Where she basically, like, yeah, we took over the island, get wrecked, scrub. No, I don't really remember the less important parts of the game, so I'm just gonna skip to the... No, I just don't remember the less important parts of the game. I only remember the fact that at one point you fight Scarecrow 3 times. There's a fourth wall break done by Scarecrow. You fight Harley Quinn, you fight Killer Croc, you fight Poison Ivy, you fight Zaz again. But it's basically just another... Zaz is just basically the tutorial guy.
Do you... Bane? I mean, not Bane.
Yeah, Bane.
You fight Bane. I know Bane. You fight him, but... You fight Two-Face?
No, you don't fight Two-Face. But he is referenced at the end of the game.
What about Mr. Freeze?
No, you fight him in Arkham City.
Well, I know that, but I thought he was in this game as well. What about... You fight the Penguin in Arkham City as well, but what about this game?
You don't fight him in Arkham City. I mean, Arkham Asylum.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this game... Some of the later games I like a little bit better, simply because, because...
If you're about to say there's a large variety of villains, need I remind you that you fight a lot of villains in this game.
You fight a lot, but, like, some of the later games have a lot of villains.
Yeah, but you fight a lot in this one. And Poison Ivy is a not fun fight. And then...
You got that right.
Yeah. So if I remember correctly, after escaping... After getting outside for the first time... by tracking... The... Traitor cop... Down to a room filled with a bunch of people with guns... You get outside... And then... You do some very whack stuff to get the explosive gel.
Yeah.
I don't really know, heck, it's been so long. Heck. You guys try picking up the slack while I reset my brain.
My brain is dead.
Where are we?
What?
Where are we right now?
You're gonna talk about the game while I reset my brain.
No, where are we in the game?
Well, Batman just got out of the insides of the island. Like, you start the game being purely inside, but you get to go outside for the first time at one point.
Oh, yeah, and then you, oh, yeah, I know something we can talk about. We can talk about how many riddles there are in this game.
There's a lot. There's a lot.
This is a smart game. You have to be smart to play it.
They're basically puzzles.
Yeah, except they're not fun.
Yeah.
But when your brain is as smooth as it is for me, you don't need puzzles.
This game is for big brain people.
Yeah. If you aren't as big brain as this game wants you to be, you might as well just not play. Yeah. If you're not just... Brain isn't just swelling all the time. This game does not like you. If it is not bulging with wrinkles... The game is like, I don't want...
This game is brutal.
Yes, it is not a fan of anyone who plays it. It is like Homeworld, except it likes fun at least a little bit.
Yeah, this game is entertaining.
Yeah, it's fun. I like how it's really open world, and it's Batman.
Yeah, you're Batman. How can you get...
A game can't be bad when you're Batman. Yeah. It's just by default good when you're Batman.
But Fortnite, and Batman's in Fortnite.
Oh, did I hear something that I disagree with? Did I?
Ben, you literally said if you're Batman.
No, it's a point that I disagree with, so it doesn't exist.
Okay. Let's just forget I even mentioned it. Just forget.
No, I'm Fortnite sorry. That was rude. That was rude. Yeah, but yeah, Fortnite doesn't exist now.
Anyway, back to the point.
But yeah, if it's a game centered around Batman, it is good.
There we go.
Just casually cutting the part out where I nearly called Fortnite good.
So yeah.
Crud, my brain fried again.
Ben, have you been smoking dog treats?
What?
Have you been smoking dog treats?
No, my brain's just very much not wanting to my brain just doesn't want to be my brain today.
Doesn't like it. Does not like thinking.
Well, let's talk about the Bane fight. That's pretty cool because it's like...
Wait, no, I think there's at least one boss fight before the Bane fight, but it's on the tip of my tongue, but I can't remember for sure. I don't think there is. But the Bane boss fight, I am very familiar with this one. As much as I don't want to be.
All right, take it away.
Bane. All I can describe this fight as is difficult for players that play the game. Well, difficult for very young players. This fight is very not forgiving. And will, at all times, do its best to one-up you.
Our name of our podcast.
Yep.
One-up games reference and Batman Arkham Asylum confirmed. Are we really that big? That Ben, we are
Why do you guys always say one-up games?
I said one-up games podcast.
I work for one-up games, actually.
Oh.
I don't. I wish I worked at one-up games.
Anyway.
1UP confirmed. We're just so good. But yeah. This fight, I wouldn't call it excessively difficult. Just, it keeps stacking more on you as the fight goes on. And, it basically teaches you the core fighting mechanics of fighting Titan people. When they charge you, throw a batarang at them, and you blind them, and they are defenseless. Because hitting blind people, fun stuff, am I right, guys?
Yep, blinding people.
And then hitting them.
Yep. Don't do that in real life, though. That you'll.
I have no idea what you're talking about. That's the best pastime.
No,
it's the best pastime. Do it all the time.
Ben, you'll go to jail for that, so don't do that.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I've done that several times, and I never got into jail.
All I hear is levels of fun that I have.
All right.
I have done that so many times and haven't gone to jail yet.
Mm-hmm.
It's very fun, especially... When we,
you know, with the power Batman punches people with in this game, they're probably dead.
He says he doesn't kill people, but there's a lot of things you could do in this game that would actually kill someone if you hit them.
It's Batman, remember? He doesn't kill. No matter how much it No matter how much he does to people, he does not kill.
Even though he'll... Even though he'll punch a person...
He'll knock you off a building, you won't die.
Just... He'll be fine. Walk it off.
Yep. That works.
See, makes sense. Really does. If you don't walk it off, you're wrong because Batman never kills.
Batman has never killed anyone. Ever.
Yep. Totally. So after ramming Bane into the water with a Batmobile, remember, killing.
No killing.
Yeah, no.
Killing isn't legal. So after basically drowning Bane,
Not killing.
Mm-hmm. You send Commissioner Gordon back to Gotham to tell of your mass slaughter of the people, of the inmates on the island. Sing your praises and call out the Joker's bluff. But what? Not killing.
Not killing.
Yep. Hunter, in the comment of this episode, you should just put, Batman doesn't kill.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, that's the whole description.
Yep.
Batman doesn't kill. If you disagree, you're wrong.
Anyway, after running Bane...
After what we did to Bane... Not what?
Don't you have to go into the sewers to find the cure to one thing?
Probably, but
you have to go find the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles to fight the Ghostbusters.
Mm-hmm. Probably, but I'm pretty sure we've gotten something mixed up, because if I remember correctly, you have to...
Yeah, Hunter. Well, I mean, yeah, Ben, I think we definitely got something mixed up.
No, being serious, I don't think you go into the sewers just yet in the game. It's on the tip of my tongue, but I don't... Alright, I think you go save hostage police officers again. Because remember, these people were hired to guard
We already go to the part where you have to save...
Isn't it Poison Ivy you want to go next?
I think you fight... No, you fight her after Harley Quinn, I think.
How many people are in this game?
So, basically, the Joker, Batman tracks Quinn, and then he fights Scarecrow, and then Quinn, and then he fights Quinn, and then he goes and rescues Gordon.
Again? Alright, Gordon got captured again, even though he was told to leave the island.
That's Commissioner Gordon for you.
Yeah. Makes sense. But yeah, I'll just explain the three Scarecrow fights, but not in order, because I can't remember this game's order.
It's really complicated.
Basically, the three Scarecrow fights go like this. The first one, you make sure not to get seen by Scarecrow because...
I gotta go get... So...
You gotta go get what?
Groceries. I swear, every time we're doing this podcast, my mom gets groceries.
Wow.
Alright, I'll go do that. You continue about the Scarecrow.
Okay.
Scarecrow's a cool villain. No.
Yeah, he is. But... So basically, the first fight is, don't get seen by Giant Scarecrow. Shine a light in his face at the end, and that's how you defeat him the first time. The second time, what you do is, basically just fight some skeletons, but... No, I don't... I think it's just the same pattern the second time. But I know for a fact on the third time you fight skeletons and basically just don't get seen by him. And once again, at the end, to defeat him, you flash a massive light in his eyes, and he dies. Well, not dies, but he kind of just like, oh no, this isn't working. So yeah. He stops getting you with fear toxin. The next fight is, well, not next fight, but next fight I'm choosing to describe because I do not remember this game. Would be Poison Ivy fight, which is a very not fun fight because heck. People are talking in the background, so I'm gonna mute my mic for a bit. Okay.
Okay.
You have to talk to.
Hello.
Hello.
What are we talking about?
We got to the point where they talk, where Ben talked about how you have to fight Poison Ivy. So.
Oh yeah. That boss fight is really annoying.
Okay, so basically, Poison Ivy boss.
Did we already talk about how you are? Before you go to fight Ivy, you have to find. And then the Harley Quinn reveals accidentally that the Joker has a Titan production facility in the Arkham
Botanical Gardens.
Yeah. Then Batman goes there and then learns that Titan is created by genetically modified plants.
And what does he do then? Track down Poison Ivy. Because
he learns from, and then and then Ivy tells him that the spores required to create an antidote are found exclusively in Killer Croc's lair, and then you go into the sewer. Well, actually, first, yep. Joker infects Ivy with Titan.
And don't you fight Ivy?
Yeah, and then you go fight, and then you go to find Killer Croc.
The Poison Ivy fight, easily the most one of the most infamous Batman Arkham fights, because it is notoriously difficult. But it can basically be broken down the three easy steps. Don't die. I think you throw batarangs at where Poison Ivy is in her giant flower when she reveals herself, and don't get hit by her little tentacle things. And always have the always have the explosive gel equipped for the end, because at the end it comes in handy.
Yes.
So after defeating Poison Ivy, you go to that sewers and now commence the most difficult fight. Well, at least infamous fight in Batman Arkham. And it isn't really a fight, it's just a don't make sound game in testing your reactions and your ability to listen. Because you're walking on rafts, and Killer Croc is swimming around under you. And at any point...
Yeah, I like this part a lot, actually.
That part
I don't.
It's scary.
At any point, he can decide to pop out from the water and just jump you and push you in.
Killer Croc is actually really creepy in the VR version of that game.
I can only imagine.
You're lucky
that I don't play VR.
Yes.
I like the VR. I like the VR version of this boss fight a lot, actually.
I don't think I would like the VR version. Specifically for the
It's really hard, but the Killer Croc fight is awesome.
I don't think I would like the VR version.
Anyway, as I was saying, yeah, no, this part in the game is really scary.
Yes. You basically have to do your best not to make sound and go as quickly as you can, because Killer Croc at any point will just jump out of the water and rush you, and you have to hit him with a batarang before he hits you, which is really difficult considering that they have to be on edge the entire time, and he moves really fast, and he isn't afraid to jump in behind you, just attack you from every direction. Thought about running? I didn't, because if you go too fast for too long, he'll just jump out of the water and knock you in.
Then you die?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't expect that.
Jeez.
I'll put probably a link to the Killer Croc fight in VR, because it's really cool. Or I won't, but it's really cool, so if you're interested.
Have you played it? The VR version?
I've played it once.
Oh. It's creepy, but also kind of cool.
It is.
It's actually really good.
I just really don't like the boss fight still. Not because it's terrible or anything, but it's just still really creepy.
Anyway, after that, you get the antidote to the thing. Also, why was it growing in the sewers?
Yes.
What kind of...
I don't know.
What coincidence is that? No, it was growing in the sewers because the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles were growing it. And then the ghost...
See, I told you it was the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Well, actually, there is a canon thing of Batman meeting the Ninja Turtles.
Don't bring that up. Let's just try and forget that one.
There's actually several canon things of him meeting the Ninja Turtles, including a movie and a comic book series.
Okay, yeah, I remember the movie and the comic book series, well.
Anyway, he gets the antidote. Yes. He gets the antidote, and then he goes... to fight the Joker.
And Joker's like, hey, I've made a throne out of mannequin limbs because I haven't spent any time just trying to get bones. Even though up until an hour ago probably, I had free access to a skin removal thing, but then you got rid of Killer Croc. I wouldn't exactly say got rid of, but knocked him into the ocean.
Didn't kill. The Batman doesn't kill.
Well, actually, this wouldn't be considered a kill in real life. He's a crocodile.
Yeah, true.
But with
Poison Ivy or the Bane... I'm not sure.
Well, Poison Ivy isn't... Poison Ivy's superhuman. The main one we would worry about is Bane, because you knock him into the water. And he isn't resurfacing.
And I think he destroys his thing. The thing that gives him the power.
Yeah, he cuts all...
Oh yeah, the Venom, or Titan.
Being fair, that didn't exactly bring him life either.
Yeah, so Bane might be dead, actually. But Batman doesn't kill.
He could be dead.
Realistically, he would be dead, but he actually is not dead.
Batman doesn't kill, remember? Yeah, he doesn't kill.
Yeah, we were just joking. Batman never kills.
Yeah.
But he actually does show up in Arkham City.
Anyway, no, but, you go, and then it turns out Commissioner Gordon got captured again. Yeah.
And Batman's like, hey, I told you to leave the island. And Commissioner Gordon's like, well, I did, but then I went against my
better judgment and thought a single cop would solo an entire island of loose criminals, of psychopaths, death plants,
and they have superpowers.
Yeah, not great judgment on his part.
And on top of all of that, the Joker.
They have superpowers as well.
No, on top of that, the Joker.
I mean, like, most of them have superpowers.
Let's be honest, though. Joker's the most deadly.
Yeah. Yeah, true. Anyway, so then he's like, hey, Joker's like, hey, I'm gonna take this Titan stuff and then inject it into Commissioner Gordon. And Batman's like, no, and he jumps in the way.
And he gets hit by
the Venom.
Oh, yeah, Batman at this point has synthesized an antidote.
Yeah, so then Batman uses the antidote on himself.
On himself.
Yeah. Jinx. So then the Joker's like, hey, you wasted it. So then the Joker hits himself with the Venom stuff. And then he's like, super buff Joker. And then the boss looking. And then you're ready for like a huge boss fight where it's just him. But nope, turns out it's just some like arena fight thing.
It's one of those boss fights where you just fight like a bunch of like you fight the main boss occasionally, but you fight a lot of like smaller, like not really mini bosses, just smaller enemies.
It's just one of those, like, where they just send in constant enemies and then you fight them. You don't really fight him that much. Although, at the end, you uppercut him or something like that, and it's awesome, because you just, like...
Depending what difficulty you do, you can either get Big Bang, Bigger Bang, or even Bigger Bang.
What?
It's the achievement you get. If you play on easy, you get Big Bang. If you play on normal, you get Bigger Bang. And if you play on hard, you get Even Bigger Bang. And I think there's a fourth difficulty, and if there is, it's Biggest Bang.
Huh, neat.
But yeah, Batman's like, I'll never let you win. And then basically removes Joker's face. But he does not kill.
Yeah. So, yeah, Joker goes back to jail, and everything's fine.
Joker goes back to jail, and he probably has brain damage because Batman hit him with a direct hit with explosive gel.
And I think everybody who comes, like, into... Like, he technically doesn't kill them, but they just...
And Joker might have cancer, but we'll save that for later.
It's called... super cancer. You thought cancer was bad. Well, wait till you see this.
Next week. Ooh, cliffhanger.
Yeah, that's right. We're leaving you hanging on a cliff. And we're trying to cut off your hand.
Jeez, Ben. Anyway, so what should we... I think what we should say for the final thing of this episode is instead of Batman doesn't kill...
No, it's I'll never let you win. Batman doesn't kill is better, actually.
Alright. Who's gonna just say it first, and then who's gonna say it last?
3, 2, 1. Batman doesn't kill.
Batman doesn't...
Wait, we're not done yet. I have one more thing I want to do. Two more things I want to do.
What?
So, I want to do a where to buy this game.
The internet.
And then I also want to do a how long to beat, so.
Oh, and we also need
and to we didn't. Reading. Yeah. Oh, and while you're looking up that, there is survival mode, which is basically. It's basically where you're put in a room and you have to fight increasingly difficult waves of enemies. Have you seen Firefight in Halo? It's like that, except everyone's forced to use melee weaponry. And there's this one room. It's a very small room that it sticks you in. And it's not fun to fight. And it goes on forever.
Yeah.
Also.
Alright, so this game is about $15 if you want to buy it for PS3 or Xbox 360.
What about PS4?
And then PlayStation 3 edition with like the Game of the Year edition for PS3 and Xbox 360 is around $30. But one of the best ways to play this is Batman Return to Arkham, which is the remastered version of all the games. It's definitely worth it. It's like $20 on PlayStation 4 and like almost $30 on Xbox One.
Yeah,
so but it comes with like a remastered version of all the games.
No, I don't think they. I don't think they would have remastered Arkham Knight. It hasn't come out that long ago, and it still looks really good to this day.
I don't know if they remastered Arkham Knight, but they remastered the other three. I know that at least.
Oh, okay. I didn't know they would have remastered Origins.
Anyway, let's give it our official rating.
How long 10. To beat, real quick?
Let's give it our official rating, Hunter.
I rate it sus.
Give it a 9. 9 out of 10.
I rate it a 10 out of 10. No, a 9.9 out of 10. Highlight the doors.
Whoa, Ben. That's crazy. You can't go that high.
Dare I say?
I'll give it an 8.9. What do you give it, Caden?
I don't know. I mean, I think I'd give it like. Ooh, this is gonna be hard. I think like a 8.5. I think the game is just like.
I'll do 8.4.
It's a little too. You just have to be lower than me.
I'll give it 8.3.
I give it an 8.9.
Okay, what are we actually giving it though?
10. 10 out of 10.
Ben has 8.5. Ben has a 9.9. I have an 8.9.
Well, yeah, 9.9 because I'm still salty about the doors.
Okay. Our official rating is 9.1 out of 10.
Nice.
Wow, it's not repeating this time.
So that's, there you have it, folks. That is the official 1UP rating.
Yep.
Yes.
Our rating is true. It's better than IGN and any other company. It's better.
IGN's crooked.
Come back next time because, please, we won't go on hiatus again.
At least I hope not. Well, actually, I don't think we will because summer is going to start.
And that means ready? More time to slack. And yes,
yeah,
I
we'll
am.
Probably record. Maybe we'll record another episode later this week if we're all really feeling like it, but probably not.
We have to make up for the fact that
part one of four. So yeah, keep an eye out. We just quit there because our schedules weren't really working. Anyways, nobody really cares.
Yeah.
So too. Batman never kills.
Batman never kills.
Batman never kills. And also, I'm Batman. It was me all along.
Yep. Oh my goodness.
All music used in this podcast is copyright of Warner Brothers Interactive. No infringement is intended. All music used in this podcast is copyright of Warner Brothers Interactive. No infringement is intended.